My Side of the Story.
My Side of the Story. A controversial local figure speaks out.
When I purchased a house in this lovely community several years ago, I was not aware that it was only a scant few yards away from the YMCA. I soon discovered that the smell of human sweat and toil was unbearable. The fetid stench of exertion permeated the air and made my house completely uninhabitable. That was why I had to form a neighborhood group to combat this environmental menace. Naturally, I had to sue my neighbors and my real estate agent for neglecting to inform me of the close proximity of the YMCA to my house. Not for my own gain, but because I wanted to look out for future home buyers who, like me, might not think to look around the corner before making the largest and most important purchase of their lives. This made me the target of negative comments in the local papers, and that's a shame. It makes me sad to see neighbors turn against neighbors in this way. I repeatedly complained to the city about the foul, fat-burning stink emanating from the perspiration factory down the street. I demanded scientific testing. Sure, each test cost the taxpayers thousands of dollars, and sure, I didn't believe the test results anyway, because they were obviously falsified. But did anyone stop to think about me? I'm a taxpayer, too. Do you think I want my taxes to pay for falsified test results? Of course not. That is an absurd waste of public tax dollars. When I filed restraining orders against every member of the YMCA, to prevent them from dispersing their offensive gland odors as they walked past my house, boy, did I get the hate mail. But are those people really any different than the uncaring SUV owners who poison everyone else's environment for their own comfort and pleasure? Selfishness and greed have no place in our community. Now that I've sued the town and graciously allowed it to buy my house from me for 10 times the market value, I feel that we, as a community, can finally put this sordid ordeal behind us. For a few months, I rented my former house from the town while I looked for a new lovely community to become a part of. The awful smell miraculously disappeared, so I'm proud to see that my efforts were not in vain. I'm pleased that I found a place where one strong, brave voice can make a difference. I guess it's true what they say. The squeaky wheel gets the grease. And I'm so glad that my courageous squeaking has improved so many of your lives and blessed me with so much hard-earned grease. I'll always love this community, and I'm going to miss each and every one of you. And that's my side of the story.